Welcome to And the Truth Be Told podcast, hosted by Lindsay Lazarczyk and Akib Khan. Today on the show, we talk to Shad Albarazanzi. Shad is a second-year full-time dental student at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Shad is also an accomplished hip-hop artist. Shad has been validating his own path into the hip-hop scene with millions of online streams and many performances, alongside noteworthy artists such as DJ Khaled. Listen to this very wonderful and interesting talk we had with Shad. Hi, we're here with Shad Albarazanzi. He's a 2016 graduate of the UNC Chapel Hill, and now he's a second-year student at UNC Dental School. Shad, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining the podcast.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Shad, so tell us about yourself.
So I'm 22 years old. I was born in London, England, and I moved to North Carolina when I was 6 years old. We moved because my father, his job relocated to Research Triangle Park, and I've been in Chapel Hill ever since. I've always been playing instruments. I started off playing drums, and then I moved to piano and some guitar, and I have a brother who's 2 years older than me, and he was also playing guitar and always listening to music, so he kind of, you know, when you're a younger brother, you're always looking up to your big brother to mm-hmm. see what they do. So he was listening to this music. I would listen to the same music he was. And that just kind of how I got interested in music. And then as I got into middle school, you know, a lot of my friends or the first people I met were also musicians. So we kind of always talked about music and eventually started a band. So music was kind of always around me. But it wasn't hip hop music at that time at all. And I think it was eighth grade was the first time I listened to hip hop. I heard a Kanye album because my friend's mom would buy him a CD for every book he read or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. But he got Kanye's Graduation in eighth grade and we went to his room and listened to it. And that was the first time I listened to that. And then as I got to high school so I didn't start recording hip hop until my senior year of high school, but it was closer to the freshman year of college. And then from there I just stuck with it and, you know, things started falling into place and here I am today, so.
Cool. So I know that you write your own lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. Where do you kind of get your inspiration from?
The thing is I never want to rush it, and that's the thing about being in dental school with it too. I never feel like my back's against the wall. Mm-hmm. So it's really just when something hits me, I record. I'm never like, oh, I have to release something now, so like let me go force some lyrics out.
Gotcha.
So I would say it comes from, you know, my everyday experiences. You know, when I try to go to bed, a lot of the times there's so many thoughts that just like run through my mind. Mm-hmm. And I keep a little notepad by my bed and kind of write down concepts and ideas and things like that, which I later go back to and develop in a song. So,
gotcha. Cool.
Yeah.
So do you record on a weekly basis, or because I know that dental school is a really chaotic schedule.
Yeah. It's kind of erratic, I would say, whenever I get free time.
Okay.
I try to do every weekend, but you know, some weekends, you know, like a classmate will have a birthday or something like that, and mm-hmm. I'll end up going out or going to dinner with people and things like that. So I'm not just like a complete, you know, like locked in my room recording music all day type of person. But usually I try to get at least something done every weekend, just because that's really the only free time we have with classes and everything like that. And I'm sure you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a lot of free time. Yeah. Okay, so I have a question for you. So I know that some of your classmates know that you do rap.
Mm-hmm.
What about professors? Do they know as well, and do they ever talk to you about it?
So last year, I mean, I don't really, I kind of like to keep the professional side, mm-hmm. Like separated from my music side.
Gotcha.
Why?
I mean, I just don't think it's the place for me to kind of be in there mm-hmm. and, you know, like discussing my music career when I'm there to, you know, focus on dentistry and things. Not that it's a bad thing, but I just never like try to push it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of also where I feel like I'm introverted. Like when I came into dental school, I wasn't really trying to be the one to, you know, like push like, oh, I'm an artist, I'm a rapper and things like that. Because, you know, when somebody tells you like, oh, I'm a rapper, like the first thing you think of is like, who is this person that's mm-hmm. like a wannabe, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, so that wasn't my goal. I never meant to do it. But you know how in dental school, it's kind of like high school. And when word gets out, it just spreads.
Yes.
So it's like,
yep.
So I think one of the third years told Dr. Ahmed, who was my professor from first year, so she found out. And then I think like two or three of my professors this semester know, and they always talk to me about it in class because they listen to my music sometimes. And,
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and I like them. They're some of my favorite professors too. Yeah. And she was telling me like her 7-year-old son sings my songs and things like that.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought
what
it was pretty
compliment.
Interesting. Yeah. So besides that, not really, but there's a like select few that know.
Got you. Yeah. So I started listening to some of your songs as soon as I kept told me that we had a rapper in our school, which I thought was so cool. And so I started looking up on YouTube and Spotify and like seeing all these music videos.
Yeah.
And as I was listening to them, some of them have lyrics of like drilling and filling. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like somebody's kind of incorporating dentistry into this. Because you think of dentistry as such like a sterile, very like strict professional thing. But it's really cool like seeing how you can kind of mix that in with lyrics that are fun and you're talking about how you decided you wanted to become a dentist. So that's really cool.
Yeah. And the thing is, when I was in a senior in college, I was basically either going to take a gap year and work on music or go to dental school. And as I like sat there and thought about it, I was like, I think I could do both. Like the reason I was scared is because it's never been done before, really, or I had no one that I knew who had done it before. So there was no one I could like ask questions and be like, what's it like? Can you do this? Can you do that? So I just kind of went for it. And then a lot of the people that listen to my music are kind of in the same spot right now. So that's why I kind of try to incorporate things like that, because like they can relate to it, you know. People would be like, oh, I'm applying to med school right now. Or, you know, I get messages sometimes like, can you tell me what else you did in college to help you get into dental school and things like that? So it's pretty cool. But I just try to be as, you know, relatable and open as possible, because I feel like when you start off, everyone kind of has that mindset that they should try to, like, brag as much as possible and, like, portray this fake life that doesn't exist. And I think that still happens in music all the time. But with me, I just try to, like I said, I mean, I started as a hobby. So I just try to, you know, tell it how it is and tell my life story. So that's just what I've been doing for the last 4 years.
So do you plan on rapping at least throughout the end of dental school?
I mean,
like, do you want it to be a long-term thing?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my back's not against the wall.
Yeah.
So it's really just like anything else that people do for a hobby. Like, people like watching Netflix. I like making music, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not something that I can just like flip a switch and be like, all right, I'm done with this. Because it's just like something that it's like a hobby that I enjoy doing. So it's like, even if I'm not putting music out, I'll still be making music just because, you know, I've been doing it for so long. It's like second nature now. It's part of my life.
Gotcha. Very cool.
So how is it like balancing dental school and music? Could you take us and the audience through like your typical week of like trying to balance these two aspects?
It's really not bad. I mean, I would say I don't really get to work on music during the week. It's pretty rare. But during the, so like Monday through Thursday, I'm focused on everything school related. And then Friday after school, you know, I'll hang out for a bit, whatever. I typically like recording at night. So Friday night I'll record. Then Saturday I'll usually record during the day and at night. And it also depends, like, what I'm working on at the time. So if I have a lot to do and, like, a lot ready and I'm motivated, then I'll probably record Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes I just record Friday. I'll hang out with my friends Saturday. And that's basically how it goes. But the thing is, I don't want to make a strict schedule because that's how you lose inspiration, you know? It's not like a job where, you know, you can just set, like, all right, from 12 to 5, I'm going to go do this. Because if you're not feeling like if you're not feeling the inspiration from 12 to 5, then you're going to go make music that doesn't work, you know, or like that isn't like, it's kind of like superficial. So that's why I never really put like a set schedule on it, but I typically find myself working every weekend. I would say the hardest part is leaving class to go do things like outside of North Carolina. So like a lot of the times if I have like a show in, you know, another state or an interview or something like that, and I have to fly to New York, typically they're not available over the weekend. So it's like I have to get there Friday, so I'd have to leave Thursday, and then I have to miss either like some of my Thursday classes or my Friday classes, or potentially my Monday classes, things like that. So that's the hard part, just kind of keeping those things together, because I feel like every time I have something scheduled for music, it typically lands on like the worst week of dental school.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hard to get out, but I try to make it work. So.
Got you. Are you still doing shows and tours right now?
Like I said, it's so hard to get out that I haven't been able to plan any tours. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do a tour in the summer, but the planning for tours just go like months, like you have to plan it months in advance.
And gotcha.
Just based on knowing what my schedule is right now, it's kind of hard to, mm-hmm. you know, plan all the details when I'm trying to get it done. So we'll see what happens. But if not now, definitely I'm going to try to do some shows just here and there. And by the time I get out of dental school, I'll definitely go on a tour. So.
Okay.
So, like, do you have a team to help you out, or do you, like, schedule these tours on your own?
No, it's really mostly on my own. I had a manager, but we parted ways, and now I just... everything I did before this year, I was doing everything on my own. And then this past year, I got a manager, and then we worked together for, like, I think it was, like, 6 to 8 months, and then we just parted ways because we were both kind of focused on different things and had different visions, and I was in school, and he was, you know, handling other stuff besides my music career. So I figured it would just be better if I went on my own. So then, like, I control all my emails, I control, you know, all that stuff, and then I have kind of, like, a... He's my videographer. So I have one person I work with. He's my videographer, photographer, and he's just like a good friend of mine. So he's basically like my right-hand man, and, you know, he'll help me here and there and do small things for me when I need a hand. So that's pretty much it. And then one of my good friends, or one of my best friends from high school, was my DJ. So he went to Carolina with me, and we still stay in touch. He lives in Raleigh now. So
that's
basically, I don't like having a bunch of people involved, really, because... I'm able to control, like, all aspects of the music, so I don't need to go record in a studio where I have someone, you know, mixing the music for me and doing all that stuff. Like, I can do it all on my own, so I just like being the one that's in charge of the music, and just my personality, I like to know what's going on, like, in terms of business and all that, because I don't want someone handling my business for me and, like, representing me in a way that I don't want to be represented, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like I'm the only person that really knows how exactly I want things done. So I'm like, if that's the case, I just got to do it myself, because otherwise it might not turn out the way I want it, you know?
That's a good point.
So we're just going to take it a bit to another topic.
Yeah.
We didn't ask this yet. Why dentistry?
So my dad is a pharmacologist, and I knew growing up I always wanted to do something medical or dental, and I always liked going to my dentist. I don't know why, I just felt like I had a way better relationship with my dentist than my doctor, and I don't know if it was that I saw my dentist more often or that I wasn't going in when I was only sick, you know? Like, I would go in for cleanings, and when I go to my doctor, I'm only going because I need, like, medicine or I'm mm-hmm. sick or something like that. And I just, I mean, even with the music, like, I just always enjoy helping people, and I feel like that's kind of my purpose in life. So I felt like dentistry was a good way for me to kind of, you know, help as many people as possible. And the same way through the music, like, people would be like, oh, this song, like, changed my life, or, oh, this song helped me, like, through hard times or things like that. So I feel like they kind of relate to each other, but I always knew I wanted to do something scientific just coming from that background. And, you know, I was a biology major, and that's just kind of how it went down, so... I thought dentistry was the right option at that point.
Okay. So I have a question for you. So I know that you guys, as second years, are starting to see patients.
Yeah.
Are you looking to specialize, or is there a certain population that you like working with?
I'm not looking to specialize. I'm trying to graduate and then hopefully work on music for at least a year or two,
okay.
and kind of see where that goes, and then get back into dentistry.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a good chance I might be working, like, part-time or something like
mm-hmm.
that, just on the side, just to keep my, you know, skills and my brain going.
Gotcha.
But I'm definitely trying to set some time after dental school to focus, like, a lot more on music, just
okay.
because I don't want to, you know, get too far down my life and then look back and be like, what would have happened if, you know, he took
yeah.
a year or two just to work on music. So I'll give it a shot.
I got you. Are you trying to stay in North Carolina, or do you want to move somewhere else?
I'm still trying to decide that.
Okay.
Because I always tell myself I want to move somewhere else, like New York or LA, and I
mm-hmm.
have a lot of friends in those areas. But all my family lives in North Carolina, so
okay.
when I leave, I'm kind of like, I miss being close to my family, and that's just kind of how I've always been. So I don't know if that's going to change down the road, but, you know, like I said, I'm from Chapel Hill. I went to college here, and now I went to dental school here, so I've never really experienced living somewhere else, and I definitely think that's necessary, but I just don't know if I'm going to like it or not. So, I mean, I'm going to give it a shot and maybe move somewhere else for, like, 6 months and see how that goes, move to a big city, but, you know, if I don't like it, I'll end up back in North Carolina.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I get asked this pretty often by pre-dental students who are either in their junior or senior year or are looking to take a gap year. What's the biggest, I guess, adjustment that you've had to gone through going from college to dental school? So, like, a lot of the times with me, it's like my coursework. Like, I knew that it was going to be a lot because it was a lot in college, but I guess knowing that you're going to have to study for, like, 4 hours when you get home or something, and that it's a constant studying.
Yeah. That's a good question. So for me, like, in the most humble way possible, I think the course load was pretty similar to my undergrad course load in terms of going to Carolina. And coming straight out of college, I was already still, like, in the school zone. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't that much of a change to me. But I would say just kind of, like, when you're in college, you're not used to that 8-to-5 type schedule. And especially this semester, we're basically in class 8-to-5 every day. So just kind of working around that is probably the biggest difference for me. Like, in college, you have so many gaps between your classes, right, and you know, like, oh, I need to do this during this time and things like that. But it's really just organization once you get to a professional school and, you know, staying on top of your schedule, because when you get back from class, you only have a few hours left in your day to do things, and typically you have to study for some of those hours. So that's really it. I mean, I think everyone gets used to it, but that's probably just, like, the learning curve.
Yeah. Okay. So. So what are some ways besides music that you kind of, like, relieve that stress from schoolwork?
Definitely going to the gym. That's always helpful and, you know, it's definitely necessary for your body. And like I said, I spend a lot of time with friends on weekends as well. You know, it's not always about music, and I still live with one of my best friends from college, and he's in law school.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm always surrounded by good people, and, you know, we always end up having a good time one way or another, whether we're just hanging out or, you know, we decide to go out and celebrate a birthday or something like that. But it's really just being around people. And I think that's another reason why I thought it was a good idea to go to dental school and work on music at the same time, because I knew if I only did music, I wouldn't be surrounded by anyone. But being in dental school, it's almost like high school again, where you have 80 friends that you see every day. And there are pros and cons to it, but it definitely makes you feel more of, like, a social kind of stress reliever type thing.
Yeah, it makes
thing.
You feel, like, more
exactly.
connected.
There's a lot. It's more of, like, a family vibe instead of, oh, I'm going out on my own to, like, achieve this thing and nobody's here to support me or anything like that, you know? So that's the nice thing about it.
Gotcha. Very cool.
So when you say if you did music and until you wouldn't have any support, what do you mean by that? Like, is it music something that isolates people? Like, you'd be always in the studio all the time?
Well, yeah. So say I moved out to L.A. instead of going to dental school, I'd probably be living alone. And, you know, there would only be, like, maybe 2 or 3 people I knew out there. And, you know, if I'm really trying to achieve this thing in music, then I'd just be working on music. And eventually I'm sure I'd meet people. But in terms of comparing it to dental school, where every day you're with 80 students who, you know, around the same age as you and same interests as you, I just think it's completely different. And the atmosphere out there is a lot more competitive in terms of, like, everyone is trying to be, you know, the next big musician, and a lot of fake relationships and things like that. So you got to be really careful with, you know, who you hang out with and things like that. But in terms of comparing it to dental school, I definitely think I'll be a lot, I wouldn't say lonely, but isolated is probably a better word. And especially if I go to L.A., you know, all my family's in North Carolina, which is the complete other side of the country. So that's basically what I meant, you know.
And so before I forget this, I just wanted to ask. So you said you work with DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
How was that like? Tune in to the next episode of And the Truth Be Told podcast to listen to how Shad Albarazanzi worked with DJ Khaled.